With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion on climate change titled A Great Mission, Saving the Planet, via video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA on November 26, 2008.
Hi, Master. This song is about Allah.
Okay.
Allah is with us. We are overwhelming in happiness. The day of gladness has come, and the world congratulates us. The world is ours, and the soul is exalted. Allahumma ana ma'ana, ya hanana, ya hanana. Allahumma ana ma'ana, ya hanana, ya hanana. Yawm al-farah jana wal alam hanana. Yawm al-farah jana wal alam hanana. Allahumma ana ma'ana, ma'ana, ma'ana. Dunya, dunyana, dunyana. والروح نشوانا نشوانا والله معانا 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 معانا
شكرا شكرا
Okay, thank you for that.
Master, I have another question. Just now you mentioned about the Buddha boy in Nepal who sat there for a long time and meditated and didn't eat. And some people thought he's a great Buddha from the past who has come back. And others don't think so because they say he's so young and doesn't have a life experience. But it seems quite extraordinary to be able to sit so long without even eating and moving. So can you say something about that? And is it like a sign of hope for the world?
Well, this is not the first time that we heard of such phenomena. Long ago, there was also a young boy also did like that, sit for a long time until his nails grow very long and turn, you know, into a circle around his fingers. Yes. It's possible. In China, there was also a monk who was sitting for a long time. His clothes become tattered like dirt even, you know. He died just maybe 20 years or a decade, something ago. It's possible. It's possible to go also without food and drink. It's possible. All these people or beings, they do that just to give people some example of hope and faith in the divine, of the immense, limitless possibility that is housed within this physical body. So of course they give hope to the people. Is above human standard, at least. And he's really there to inspire people without doing much. If you just sit there and be in samadhi, even go without physical help, For that, he inspired countless people, definitely, no doubt. The more people know about that, the better. They should know that we exist not just by physical means, but by spiritual, sustaining energy. Just like Jesus has said, man doesn't live from bread alone. People who live on prana or on love or on manna, they live without food or with very little food. Or even if they eat or they drink a little thing, but they do it just for the taste or just to pass time, but they do not rely on these to sustain their life. But they might eat a little, drink a little, but they know that it is a divine power that sustains them, and they live by prana or what you call mana. Mana is a divine love food inside, yeah, and they live by love and by divine power. Call it prana or mana or breatharian, yes. There exists such thing, yes. And he's definitely an enlightened being.
Thanks, Master.
All right, you're welcome.
Master, with your permission, do we continue with a couple more personal questions, or maybe you have something to say to us?
Well, I know you guys also sometimes go through a period of trials, and don't worry, I feel it too. So all I can tell you is just hang on in there, okay? What you're doing is great, and it's beneficial to yourself, spiritual development for yourself, and it helps the world immensely. So please hang on in there, continue your noble mission. Of course, the more positive things you do, and the more negative power also try to test you. And if your level is not very high, then sometimes they can scratch you at the feet, or maybe drag your hair, something like that. So if you feel a little bit negative sometimes, that is because the level is not too high, and the negative power can get you a little bit. So don't worry, just step aside or struggle for a while, or go pray or go meditate, then you'll be okay next moment. And thank you for all your trying, despite the test and despite sometimes the struggle and the temptation. You still are there and you're still trying to work, and I thank you for that. And the world thank you for that. The animals thank you. All beings in the world thank you. You have no idea how they thank you. So just remember the great job that you're doing. And do not look right, do not look left. Do not listen to anything else except the noble encouragement for your great work. Encourage each other, help each other, and try to remember you are helping the world. And that will be an immense blessing for you. Unimaginable for you, how much blessing you have. You will have no idea. You will have it. You have an idea later. Now you're too busy.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. I tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. It is like that. So be happy. You are doing a great job there. And whatever bad karma you have, it will be redeemed. And you'll be a great saint in no time. Please, continue your work. That's the best job you can have on this planet. And the most honorable in heaven. The most praiseworthy in other dimensions. All the heaven, look down here, see what you're doing, and they're praising you immensely. It's just that you're working in the closet. You're not allowed to know. So your ego will not be too big, because it will be obstructive to your spiritual practice and your work. I love all of you very much. You're doing great job, as it summarized. You're doing great job, and it will be greatly benefit to you, to your 5, 6, 7, 8 generations, and there's no other job better.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Master, this is the best job in the world, in the universe. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Even after what I feel is a long time, I still feel stuck in some areas. I have a lot of weaknesses, vanity, stubbornness, and sometimes I'm not honest with myself. I want to be more pure, not so square, and genuine. Could you help me, Master?
What can I do for you? But at least you're still there, and you are trying, so it's okay. Keep trying, all right?
Yes, Master.
Sometimes we're born with it. Sometimes it's the karma, sometimes it's in the DNA, sometimes in the mind, you know, the background and the associate people and habit and tradition, family, everything.
Yes, Master.
So despite all that, you do your best and you do what is requested, the best you can. And that's all we can do.
Yes, I understand, Master.
And then slowly everything will get better and better.
Thank you.
And you look better already now.
I feel better, yes.
Yeah, then it's good. You look better than before, so your face changed also. Look better. When we are better inside, we look better outside also.
Thank you for your protection, Master.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Protect yourself with your virtues. Whatever you don't like, you cut it. You know, you're stubborn. Next time you feel you're being stubborn or argumentative with somebody when you know it's not correct, you just say, okay, forget that. Yes, yes, I will do it. That's it. Okay?
Okay.
And stop it right on the spot. The more you do that, the more it becomes habit. Then you become just like a new you. Yeah? Whatever you don't like of yourself, you cut it. And after cutting many times, your mind will understand that you are the boss now and he's not going to tell you what to do or the negative things he wants you to do, argue and all that stuff, or don't do the job. He will know that you are the boss and he will not try to play hell anymore. After many times become different habit. Stubbornness is also a habit. And if we allow it to keep continue, then it become a very bad habit. But after we change and then we work the opposite direction, and then a new habit is born, and then it will overcome the old habit, and then it will be okay.
Yes, Master. Thank you, Master.
Cool. You're welcome.
Master, we have an improvised song for you.
Okay. Tell me.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Oh.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy Thanksgiving, dear Master. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. Thank you. What do you guys eat for Thanksgiving?
Something good, veggie turkey.
Wonderful. That's good. Enjoy, okay?
Thank you.
Enjoy very much.
Master, we want to thank you for this session, for all your love and wisdom and inspiration you give us every day. This time with you is very special for us, and we will keep it in our hearts and honor it. We wish that you will always stay well and beautiful. We ask that you take good care of yourself, because the world needs you. The animal friends thank you. And we love you very much. So thank you for teaching us love. And
thank you.
We hope to see you or hear you soon again.
Thank you also for your love and dedication. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving Day. A true Thanksgiving Day. Thanks to the Providence.
Thank you.
I know you are working very hard, and I thank you, but it's all worth it. You will see, it's all worth it. So long for now.
So long. Bye.
Love you very much.
We love you.
Thank you for your company for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. And now, Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. With heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.